Saba Sebatine, the Barabel Jedi Master and temporary leader of the Jedi Order, sat to his immediate right. She glanced at the Jedi Knight, and then back to Corrin.
What are the chances Master Ramus and Jedi Dorvald will be detected?
Corrin shook his head.
Minimal. Sahar is the sole pilot, and she is not well known. Facial recognition scanners are going to be thwarted by plast inserts in her cheeks, which change the outlines of her face, and by her optical goggles. Octoremus and Kip Duran are inside the shielded smuggling compartment.
Master Silgal, to his left, turned her large, bulbous eyes onto him.
Two masters! If they are detected entering the Senate building under these circumstances, it will force Chief of State Dala's hand. She will, correctly, assume that she's under assault. It will be all-out war.
Jaina spoke up.
You don't win by playing a defensive game.
Jedi Solo is correct.
Saba shifted in her seat, an unconscious indication of discomfort. Though it had been a few days since her tragic duel to the death with Master Kenth Hamner, the injuries to her side were not fully healed. Silgal and Tekly exchanged a glance, outwardly emotionless, but it was clear to Leia that both wished Saba would do what she had to do to rest and recuperate. But Saba could not afford the time that a protracted stay in a Bacta tank would entail. Her position, slightly more comfortable, she continued.
Now we must figure out how to capitalize on this opportunity. How to manage the timing. How to keep it as bloodless as possible.
His formal report done, Corrin resumed his seat.
We already have provisions in place to ground the shuttle in the Senate building. But if Kip and Octa are going to be able to move around in the building, we need to get them resources. Identification for those times a Jedi hand wave won't get them through a security station. Makeup. Yes, Leia?
Leia lowered her half-raised hand. She thought for another split second about saying, forget it, bad idea. But it wasn't a bad idea. Just a betrayal of trust. Dala perhaps did not deserve to be able to trust, but Leia's instincts ran contrary to what she was going to suggest.
After the, less than entirely friendly exchange Master Sebatine had with the Chief of State the other day, we could propose a series of meetings, Han and I and the Chief of State. This would require regular, even daily visits to the Senate building, opportunities to smuggle in necessary materials, a process my husband knows something about.
Corrin nodded, his expression speculative.
But she's going to want to talk to Kenth Hamner instead. They spoke the same language. And until the news of Hamner's death breaks, he'll still be assumed to be in charge.
Leia sighed.
Here's our story. Kenth Hamner has withdrawn to a concealed location because his military mind tells him that Dala's best tactic would be a surgical strike against the acting Grand Master of the Jedi Order himself. He has taken this drastic action to forestall such a preemptive strike, and appointed Master Sebatine as his spokesbeing in his absence. He'll come out of hiding when relations between the Alliance government and the Order have normalized.
It was a big lie, a painful lie. Kenth Hamner never would have avoided the risks brought on by his office. But Dala seemed to be increasingly paranoid, and this tactic was one a paranoid would understand and appreciate. Jaina looked thoughtful.
That might work.
We will do it.
Saba's voice was decisive.
Now we must plan contingencies for the removal of Admiral Dala. In the absence of knowledge of her schedule, her current resources, and her exact state of mind.
Corrin managed a wan smile.
If it were easy, it wouldn't call for a Jedi.